The football season opener for the Arkansas State University Red Wolves takes place next Saturday night in Centennial Bank Stadium. Arkansas State will host Southeast Missouri State. Before the season opener, an annual tradition takes place in Jonesboro called Paint the Town Red, as the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce encourages local businesses and the community to show their support for the Red Wolves. Heather Talley is the chairman for this year's Paint the Town Red festivities, which will start Monday afternoon at Brookland Elementary School at 1:30. In this interview with Talley, she tells about the event Monday.
And that's kind of a neat time to get the younger kids together to release a balloon. The Spirit Squads will be there. Hal and Scarlett will be there. We play music. The kids dance around. Everybody from the kids to the teachers to the principal will dress up for that, and we have a really big time with that. And then Tuesday is the Big Great A-State Tailgate. And that's a mouthful. Say that 10 times fast. But that's downtown on Union Street this year. Normally we're downtown, but we're on Main Street. This year we decided to move that to Union because we're going to have a parade that starts on Huntington and then comes south up Union and ends just a little bit down the way, but it will pass by all of the Big Great A-State tailgate vendors who are there. There will be people selling merchandise. There will be people visiting with the community. So we are hoping that this parade and tailgate are kind of that initial push to get everybody motivated and ready to go for the game on Saturday. And then Wednesday we have the window judging contest, which is probably one of my favorite parts of the week because we get to go around with the judges and look at all the windows. And there are some really talented people in this community. And that makes the biggest impact. You know, you ask any of the coaches and student athletes here, and they will tell you that makes the biggest impact because when you bring your kid, especially for parents, you know, you bring your kid here and you're going to leave them here, to see that the community has just kind of wrapped their arms around them and supports them in not only what they're doing in the university, but what they can do in the community as well. So that's kind of my favorite. And that takes place on Wednesday. And then we'll announce the winner of that window judging contest on Saturday at the football game.
What is your favorite part of this?
I'm a twice graduate from Arkansas State. The first time I graduated as an Indian, and then the second time I graduated as a Red Wolf. And so I think the coolest part of this is I never dreamed when I was in college that I would still be able to be as involved with the university post-graduation. You know, I thought I would just get a job and then move on, and that would be that. But I chose to stay here in Jonesboro because this became my home because I fell in love with it when I was in college at A-State. So I think my favorite part of that is getting to see students involved in it now and where they will be, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. There are students that I knew that were in college whenever I first graduated and started working in the professional field, and now they're on this committee with me. And so it's really neat to kind of see everything come full circle and for people to love Jonesboro so much and love the university and the business community so much and continue that love for both through a committee like the A-State Committee.
Heather Talley joining me here talking about the Paint the Town Red Week that's coming up here as part of A-State Connections at KASU. And so how does something like this with Paint the Town Red, how does it kind of impact Jonesboro itself?
You know, this is kind of a way for everybody to come together. We all get, everybody knows it's been back to school mad rush for the last few weeks. And so we kind of get stuck in our patterns and our schedules and routines of life and kind of forget that, oh my goodness, football season is upon us. It is here. I don't know if you're like me. I'm sure you are loving sports, and I have been counting down the days to college football since they ended last year. So this is just a really neat way to kind of recenter everybody and get everybody back together and pumped up and excited about football. And it's huge because this community is so wonderful about pouring their hearts into the future and into the present. And with the Chamber of Commerce, that's something that I've enjoyed with the Chamber of Commerce, is being able to be a part of that and to kind of bridge that gap between the university and the community and to provide that kind of that catalyst for future growth for students who are in college now and want to be involved later on.
How did Paint the Town Red start?
You know what? That is a good question. This is our 26th year. Beth Smith, who she was with the university for many, many years. She actually started this 26 years ago. And to my knowledge, it has grown so much over the years that we've actually had to increase, you know, what all we're doing to be able, we've added new things, we've tried some things and realized that they weren't as successful as we had hoped, and so we've restructured those or taken those away and added something in their place. But, you know, it was just a vision that Beth had to be able to show the community what we can do whenever we collectively, you know, pull our brainstorming and our ideas together, what we can do as a community to show the university that, hey, we're here for you, we support you guys, we want to do what we can to help make you successful academically, athletically, and all across the state. This isn't just a Jonesboro, it is a Jonesboro event, but, you know, we have students who come from all over the world, and they'll be here in Jonesboro, so they become our family. And I think that's what Beth wanted, it was just to kind of create that family environment. I've been doing this for about 5 years, oh my gosh, 5 years now. Time has flown, and I couldn't imagine not doing this. This is something that I absolutely love to do. So carrying on that tradition and carrying that torch that Beth lit so many years ago is a huge honor.
How would you compare what you're doing this year like from last year?
That's a great question, because this year we've added a parade, and the idea is we want to make this more of a community-style block party. You know, we typically do Paint the Town Red is Monday to Saturday, and we typically do the window judging on Wednesday and then the big great A State tailgate Thursday or Friday. But we realize we're running into junior high and high school football schedules, and we want families to be able to come out and not have to pick between the two. Always those babies will win, and they should. So we were trying to say, you know, to think, you know, what can we do that will be a better opportunity to get more people involved. So we'll have a kid zone this year with bounce houses, with face painting, a magician. We've lined out a magician this year. There will be food vendors selling food. There will be vendors there giving food away. And it's just kind of a community atmosphere. And we've done events like this in years past and had vendors there, but we've never really set it up like a block party, because we want you to come and stay. We want you to hang out all night, and you know it ends at 7, but if we're having such a good time, we don't have to end it at 7. So that's kind of the idea, is the block party, and then the parade is a legitimate parade, not just a couple of people walking down the street. We've got the 4-H club has signed up, they'll have horses there. We've got Dr. Danfus and Miss Beth, best wife, hashtag best wife. I love seeing him say that, that's so cute. But they're going to be the grand marshals of the parade. We've got organizations and student organizations and politicians and beauty queens and any and everything that you can imagine already lined out, but we need more people to be involved. So that's kind of where I come in, and you and I sitting here doing this is so great, because this is an opportunity for students to get involved as well. So we moved it for that reason, and then also Order of the Pack is Thursdays, so it was kind of conflicting with that. So it's on Tuesday this year. So hopefully that will work out with schedules pretty well.
Yeah, kind of fits in with some of the kind of welcome back stuff that's kind of going on with the university.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of it. I'm so glad you said that, because it is part of it. We want, this isn't, oh, here's the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce and here's the university, and they're two totally separate things. It's kind of this happy marriage between the two of, we're a support system for the university, and the university pours so much love into this community. So it's such a neat relationship that we get to have with them and continue those efforts, just like you're saying.
And for people that want to get involved with Paint the Town Red and all of that, how do people get a hold, or what can people do to be able to help in that regard?
Well, you can check out our Facebook page. That's Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, or you can actually just call the chamber and, you know, ask them, you know, what's going on? How can I help? How can I get involved? What can I do? If you want to set up a vendor booth at the tailgate, please come out. We need you guys to do that. If you want to be in the parade, please, absolutely. It's going to be a blast. If you want to paint your windows, you don't have to necessarily call anybody, but we want to make sure that all your hard work and your effort is acknowledged and that we get the opportunity to come see your fantastic artwork and your business and meet your employees. So give us a call and let us know, you know, hey, we decorated our windows this year. Will you guys include us in that? And we'll make sure to stop by and meet your employees. It's a really good way for us to get to know you and the people behind the success of your business. And I am, give me just a second, I am, well, shoot, I was looking up the phone number.
Yeah. I can include that in there. That's not a problem. I can put that in.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll do that. No problem.
But, yeah, I would just say check out the Facebook page. All the events are on there. Call the chamber. You can call me, 870-761-9907. Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to give you any info. I know this tech day and age, a lot of people don't really want to make phone calls, and I understand that. So if you want to text, go right ahead. Just shoot me your name and tell me you want to be involved in it. So it can be anyone from a fan to a business to a club or organization, your junior high football team, anybody and everybody can get involved. So just reach out one of those ways and we'll be happy to help you.
And that is Heather Talley, the chairman for this year's Paint the Town Red festivities in Jonesboro. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.